Today is November 21st, 2017, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. This is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, your host for the program, and this school year we are reading the red letter words of Jesus, and we call it Just Jesus. But before we read his amazing words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration. To the glory of our God, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the authority over our schools, the bread of life, the creator of everything, designer, engineer, and father of us all. You are gracious and holy, 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 the intelligent designer and the just judge. You are kindness and love, mercy, and so nice to us, Lord. You open our hearts and our minds. You are the high priest and the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are reality and the stability of our times. You are the teacher of teachers and the understanding one, so very good. You are wisdom and wonder and the expert in everything. You are Yahweh and the God of Zion. Thank you, Lord. You are higher than us. You are holier than us. You are everything to us, Lord. Help us to listen to you today. Help us to hear that small, still voice to show us the way. We especially want to be grateful, Lord, as our nation pauses for Thanksgiving. Help us to look around our schools today. And if we're not even in school, help us to look around for the precious gifts you have given us, our students, and our colleagues. Oh, Lord, we can only really give thanks to you. So let this be a season of thanksgiving directed to you with all of our heart. We love you, Lord. Help us, and we ask you for all of this in the perfect and beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? After Jesus healed the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath, the Pharisees conspired against him, how to destroy him. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him. He healed them all, including a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute. All the people were amazed when the man could see and speak, saying, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this man can cast out demons." Knowing their thoughts, he continued saying to them, "The Word of God, Matthew 12, verses 33 to 37. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good. And the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." The Word of God, Matthew 12, verses 33 to 37. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song, and then I come back and read the lyrics to you. Well, last week I used Softly and Tenderly by Joey and Rory, and it was amazing, but I was looking for the full version of Carrie Underwood's singing of this song at the Country Music Awards, so I finally found it, and I put it in the playlist, so we're going to do Softly and Tenderly again, but by Carrie Underwood this time. Enjoy this small portion, and I'll come back and read the words with you.
Waiting and watching, watching.
softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we linger when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home, you who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Come home, come home, you who are weary, come home. And that was softly and tenderly written in 1880 by Will Lamonte Thompson and sung by Carrie Underwood. I thank you, my friends, for joining me in the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this beautiful hymn about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day at precisely 1:16 p.m., based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we are going to be praying to remember to give thanks to our Creator for all he has done for us. So I look forward to praying with you at 1:16 p.m. today, and let's just give thanks. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his third series called Fields of Faith, and today's is called Jennifer's Vision. The verses that he chose are Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish, and Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. It was September, at the end of the second week of school. Jennifer, a middle school earth space science teacher, was totally exhausted and went to bed at 8 p.m. with many papers still to grade. Getting back into the schoolwork routine was a challenge for her. That night, Jennifer had an especially vivid dream. When she woke up, she knew the Lord wanted her to write it down in her journal and share it with others. This was her journal entry. I saw a church, and inside the church was bundle after bundle of what looked like stacks of asparagus. There were no discernible leaves, roots, branches, flowers, or fruit. They were bound with several bands. Intuitively, I knew that these things that looked like asparagus stalks were actually people who were trees of righteousness. I saw Jesus come into the church with a sword, symbolic of the Word and the Spirit, and cut these bands. I saw a river which started flowing out from under the door of the church. Jesus took the rootless, leafless, flowerless, fruitless trees out of the church and planted them along the river banks outside the church, some in businesses, some in schools, some in hospitals, etc. They were being planted everywhere, especially in areas where spiritual deserts existed. There, along the riverbank outside the church, these rootless stalks began to grow into fruit-bearing trees of righteousness. They grew roots and leaves and began to bear fruit in each and every season, and their leaves were for the healing of all who came to the river. As she wrote in her journal, Jennifer asked the Lord, "What does this vision have to do with me? What are you trying to tell me?" This was the first of three responses she got from the Lord. "My beautiful shepherdess, I am not only the good shepherd of your personal life, I am the good shepherd of your professional life as well. Do not center and exercise your faith in me only in your church and private life. Our relationship is full-time, not part-time. It's 24/7. Take my hand this school year and let me lead you in this wonderful field, this pasture called education. Allow me to be your one true shepherd this year, not self or others, and you shall not want. I will make you rest, even though all your schoolwork is not done. I will quiet you so you can hear my voice amidst the clamor of all the students, parents, and staff crying out for your attention. I will guide you with my text messages, My staff, the angels and saints which have taught before you, will comfort you. Though you walk through the valley of the shadows in education, where many put their faith, their hope, and complete trust in self, science, the law, and money, you will fear no law, no program, no methodology, no administrator, no budget cut, no student, no parent, and no test. I will prepare lesson plans on your desk for you in the face of your enemies and show you how to love and pray for them, to return good for their evil. I will anoint you with the oil of joy, and it will overflow into the lives of students, parents, and staff. Surely goodness and love will follow you every day throughout this year, and you will dwell in my school forever. Love, your one true shepherd, Jesus. The prayer. Lord, as you spoke in dreams and visions to Joseph, son of Israel, and you spoke to Joseph, the father of Jesus, speak to us, inspire, guide, and give us hope in our professional lives through dreams and visions. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Lyndon Johnson. A president's hardest task is not to do what is right, but to know what is right. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together this Thanksgiving season, I would like to remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ that we read today from Matthew 12, verses 33 to 37. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. O Lord, precious Father, help us to truly live our words today. Let them flow from the abundance of our heart. Let our hearts be clean, that our words may be a treasure, a gift, and a blessing to the students, parents, and our staff today. O Lord God, we give you thanks, the only one that Thanksgiving is for. Bless our families, bless people who are traveling, and help us to return safely to you on Monday. We thank you for all of this, our gracious Lord, and we ask it in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And so until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.